Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Marine Le Pen, in all the polls, was set to beat Nicolas Sarkozy in France. They can't have nationalists over there. And so magically, this extremist kills some poor children and paratroopers. Sarkozy says they're going to start arresting people for their speech, banning visiting sites like Infowars.com. That is being reported all across Europe. He's given a speech just hours ago. And, notice that from the socialist bent, we had Dominique Strauss-Kahn 10 points ahead, and he got caught with the prostitute. Turned out that was all fake in hindsight and a total setup, and they admitted French intelligence under Sarkozy was running all of that. This is another intelligence op. I'm going to cover it after Lyndon LaRouche leaves us at the start of the next hour. Kurt Nemo is going to be in studio with us. Wow, that is incredible. Lyndon LaRouche, of course, does not need to really be introduced. He has been a perennial presidential candidate to inject issues. His analysis of the Anglo-American banking cartel has been the most accurate I've seen out there. And other interesting minds like Webster Tarpley have spun out of that group. And I agree with their analysis. I don't always agree with their solutions, but I respect their work. And he's one of the greatest political living minds out there. And he's been he's also one of the most articulate and sharp people I know, who's approaching 90. Lyndon LaRouche, thank you for joining us, sir. How old are you now?
I will be 90 in September.
Wow. I've never seen Skype this clear. It looks like high-def television, sir. Looks like I can reach through the television. We're about to come back in the official, you know, launch. Some stations don't carry the short segment. But tell us on your radar screen, I know the move to impeach Obama, these executive orders. What are you going to brief us on, sir, on the other side of the break?
I can tell you where we're in the worst crisis in the history of civilization right now, especially in the transatlantic region. But it extends, of course, into the Asian region as well. So we're on the verge of what threatens to be soon World War III, but not just World War III, thermonuclear World War III, and that is what our military leaders, who are responsible ones, are concerned about. They may not be telling this whole story, and that's right on their part not to. I'm more free to tell what the whole story is. But once you start playing around with thermonuclear weapons, like the Ohio-class submarines, which can do that job, it's one of the few capabilities on this planet that can do that kind of job. Every nation, many nations have these capabilities now. But a thermonuclear war actually is one from which civilization could never recover. And therefore, stopping this president, United States president, and stopping the British, who are the chief perpetrators, Sarkozy is just one of the added features of this, these people are threatening humanity with extinction. And that's what we have to see, and that's what we have to stop.
Well said, Lyndon. With all of this happening, I know you guys have also put out some emergency alerts on the fact that a move towards impeachment has begun. Also, we see wartime executive orders being activated by Obama. All of this leans towards that there can be some type of attempt to stay in office.
It's going to be an attempt to set up a world dictatorship. And this year, and if Obama remains in office, I believe we'll be all the victims of it.
Unbelievable. I've never heard you speak like this, and so much of what you've said, unfortunately, has come true with prophetic accuracy. We're going to go to break. Lyndon LaRouche is our guest. LaRouchePack.com, LaRouchePub.com are two of the websites, and we're going to break down thermal nuclear war. The attempt to set up a world dictatorship through the banking cartel with Lyndon LaRouche in the next hour. And then we're going to get into all these other events that are taking place. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones with PrisonPlanet.tv, where we're streaming video of this syndicated radio transmission. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're also on XM Channel 166. I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That's right. We are in the Republic of the United States. It's been captured by Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, the big private mega banks out of Europe that have created a black hole of over $1,000 trillion that they have induced, they paid off traitor politicians in Europe, England, and the United States to sign us onto. Even The Economist magazine, the Financial Times of London, admit that it's a banker coup over Europe and that the debt is their fraudulent debt. But then they say that's a good thing because they're technocrats and they know best. So now open world government by and for private banks is admitted. Our president is telling Congress that he can launch wars without congressional approval and that he can get that authority from NATO. Itself an Anglo-American banking front. All of this is happening. It's all out in the open now. And I've from so many historians that I've talked to, people like Lyndon LaRouche and countless others, they've said that when the system uncloaks itself, that means it's getting ready to launch a new war and that they're unfreezing society and that we're going into a rapid period of change. The question is, what does that change mean? Now, Lyndon LaRouche has put out alerts at LaRouchePAC.com, breaking down the fact, one of the few media outlets that covered 2 weeks ago that legislation had been introduced, that if Obama launches wars without congressional approval, that impeachment would be triggered because it violates Article 1, Section 8, Clause 11. They've also put out reports that we've confirmed obviously, that Obama has activated nuclear war COG doctrine that can only be used when we're under major attack in peacetime to take control of the economy. So the major war footing is being prepared. All of this happening while we see the activity around Iran, proxy wars in Syria. Lennon LaRouche, who a former CIA director called the best private intelligence in the world, a former head of the National Security Council, said something similar, joins us. He has incredible sources in government to be able to tell us exactly where we are currently geopolitically. Lennon LaRouche, thank you for joining us. You've got the floor. Please brief us on where the world stands right now.
We're on the verge in the near future of a threatened thermonuclear war. It would be launched essentially by the United States under Obama, but actually the direction would come from the British, because Obama's not really that bright. He's simply a stooge for the British, essentially. And that's why things happen the way they do. Now, what the threat is, the only war that's threatened, is the to induce the United States, under the reign of Obama as a British stooge, to launch a thermonuclear war with Russia, China, India, and other countries, largely in the Asia region. The intention is to do it soon. It was actually the intention to do this last year, shortly after the killing of Libya's president, Gaddafi. But our people, our patriots, and people in some other countries combined forces to postpone the intention to launch that war. The war is still being pushed. It's not been brought through. And Russia and China and India are taking steps to try to minimize this problem. But the danger here is very few people understand it. I know that our leading military figures do understand it, but they don't want to say it publicly because the effect would be to panic people. Because they're government. I am not government, even though I have my ties into our government, which there. But I can say it. What you're looking at, one day, it could possibly be the Israeli launching of an attack on Iran could start it, because a set of alliances would then go clicking into action, and you would very soon be at the threat of a thermonuclear war. Now, the characteristic of a thermonuclear war, when full-scale weapons, say the Ohio-class submarines in the Pacific or the South region of waters, unleashes at their full-scale attack of their capacity, their fire capacity, then Russia and China in particular, the minute the signal of that launch has occurred from the hands of Britain and the United States, then they'll take an action. Now, the result of that, which is very few people understand, is that when you unleash a thermonuclear war, you have to go all the way. Your objective is such, because of the effects of thermonuclear weapon systems, you go for a kill, a total kill with the first shot, with as much as you've got. But immediately, Russia, for example, in this case, or China, would have to immediately respond with their full thermonuclear kill capability. Now, this kind of process leads into a threatened extermination of the human species. What does it do? Well, that depth of explosion will have side effects which will make the planet essentially uninhabitable. Foodstuffs will essentially disappear because the source of them will be crippled. And it could be the extinction of the human species. That's how far it can go. Now, those who are responsible in our military circles know this, and I don't ask them to say it. I can say it. The facts are there, and I would hope people just look in the direction to recognize. The only way I can see that now we can have an assured avoidance of a thermonuclear war this year or very soon afterward, more likely this year, would be to remove Obama from office on grounds of his mental incompetence. And he is mentally incompetent. The evidence is there. Remove him from office. And that would mean that our government would no longer be under the compulsion of a British agent, Obama, to launch this war. And without the United States' participation in such a thermonuclear launch, which no other nation really has, then you cannot have this war. But that's the only solution.
All right, Lyndon, if we have new listeners out there or people who are not informed, the BBC and others reported in December that the Chinese president said prepare for war with the United States because the United States was moving its main task forces into that area of the Pacific and also into Australia. And so I just want to back up everything you're saying. The former head of the Mossad that Netanyahu basically dismissed last year has said it would be a catastrophe and would probably lead to a major multi-theater war. Russia has now, as you know, you said months ago, but now it was admitted yesterday, not just sent in missile ships with nukes to dock there in the Mediterranean at ports in Syria, but they've sent in special forces. We also have India that's normally at odds with China lining up in the last 2 months. This has gotten really no attention here in the U.S. It's all over the Asian and European news, has lined up with China. Pakistan has even gotten closer to China and Russia. And, of course, Pakistan had big problems with Russia. Russia is deploying their mobile launchers, openly saying that this could lead to nuclear war. We saw Cheney launch the 888 attack into Georgia, and they were landing NATO troops until the Russians sent in nukes and went on TV. Their chairman of Joint Chiefs said, we're preparing to launch nuclear weapons at theater forces. And the United States pulled out then. It shows a level of insane brinksmanship by the Anglo-American elite. And I see Admiral Mullen and Fox Fallon before him all saying, don't do it, holding him back. Now they've put Dempsey in, who military officers I've talked to high level say is someone who will do whatever he's told and is not too intelligent. I know you have high-level sources. How close is this now? Because I see Netanyahu saying looks like he's going to get the green light here pretty soon.
Well, it all depends on Obama. And the dumb Americans who continue to support Obama, and unfortunately we don't have anything on the Republican side. We have Republicans who could be qualified to replace Obama, but they're not running right now, unfortunately. And we have some Democrats who also could do the right job, but they are not running, or they're just keeping behind the scenes. But the point is, unless we remove Obama from office very soon, I don't see that there's much possibility of avoiding a thermonuclear war. There probably are options, but they're not clearly defined options. There are too many catches in the whole process.
Sir, my question is, and I want you to elaborate on your deep understanding of this and your prediction of it coming to this head, what does the elite think they're going to do if they start a nuclear war and their first strike intending to knock out all the forces of Russia and China? They'll never get them all.
Well, the point is, the people who are called elites, most of them have just been dumped to the rank of bums. Most of the people who are involved, for example, Wall Street, the entire shebang is bankrupt. The whole U.S. system is bankrupt. You can't save it in its present form. The only thing you can do is you can go through a reform. And reform means cancel most of this debt, which is not worth anything, never will be worth anything, and go through first Glass-Steagall. If you don't go through Glass-Steagall in the United States and other nations, as in Europe, are thinking in the same direction, if you don't cancel the gambling money and go back to saying that that money, which is legally money under our system, under our Constitution, yes, we can defend that. We will defend it. But that money, which is gambling money, is not going to be defended under Glass-Steagall, as Franklin Roosevelt determined.
All right, stay there, sir. We've got to go to break. I want to come back and get more into this gambling money. And for new listeners, the bankers created over $1,000 trillion in garbage. They had it certified as real. That's the debt now hanging over us. So they hold us hostage and have us sign ourselves over to pay off their debt, which is fraudulent. And it's not our debt. So he's saying, write it off, get rid of it. Ron Paul says that. It's us or them. We'll be right back. These madmen want to start a giant war. They admit that.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Are you having trouble paying your mortgage? Maybe your mortgage loan is upside down or in foreclosure. Maybe the bank already foreclosed on you. Don't sit around being a victim of bank fraud. Fight back. We have the tools to help you fight back. Here's how. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit. Find the real truth about your loan.
Maybe like me, you'll find your bank loan was paid off already. Maybe, like me, you'll find your bank defrauded you at the closing. And maybe, like me, you will go after them.
Did you know 78% of home loans in the last 10 years violated consumer credit laws? We should not let the banks get away with this fraud. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit today and find the truth about your mortgage loan. That's InspectorAudit.com or call 855-373-4948. That's 1-855-373-4948.
I was a highwayman, along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side.
Lena LaRouche is our guest for the rest of the hour, joining us via video Skype from the East Coast. And let me tell you, I have never seen Skype look this good. It looks like high-def television. If you're listening on the radio, you can also go to prisonplanet.tv and watch Mr. LaRouche right there from his research center. Sir, when you first got on that short little segment, you said they're attempting to establish, and I want you to go over this in your own words, a global dictatorship. That's what PNAC, of course, called for. And speak to that and the madness of these people. I understand that they are inbred, they're entitled, many of them are addled by decadence, And I see other elites actually warning of this at a record level. You're not the only one saying this. There are people in the system, as you know. So speak to their goals, speak to how they think they'll execute this final takeover, and then speak to what some of your inside sources are telling you. They've got to be horrified.
Well, the fact of the matter is we have only one real problem, that is a central problem. That's called the British Empire. Now, the British Empire still exists. It's essentially not, it's a monarchy, yes, but the real character of the British Empire is it's a monetarist system. It's an evolution from the original Roman Empire, from the Byzantine Empire, which collapsed, from the Crusader system, which also collapsed. And now this was created as a new Venetian system in its time, which became the British Empire. But the essence of this thing is a monetarist system. And the capital of the monetarist system in the world today, largely as a result of the corruption of the United States, and it's our destruction of our own constitution, essentially, the British Empire does really act as the center of the control over this planet.
Sure, it's a British Empire model of crony capitalist, insider, money changer manipulation. It's not capitalism, it's gangsterism.
Well, it is, but what it is actually is it's evil. It's like the Roman Empire. And we've got a president of the United States who thinks like one of the Roman emperors. But the thing is the system, which this process has tried to control, has reached the point that as wars have gone on, the methods of killing in warfare have been improved. We've now reached the stage that if you want to conduct a serious war on a global scale, you have to use the available weapons, which are thermonuclear weapons. So we have a small group of people, most of Wall Street, they're clowns, they're not really serious people. But they're all tied to this British monarchical system, which is a monetary system, and not all the people are not in on it. It's a very small number. But they are controlling the world. So now here's what we have. We've reached a point, the existing system, we came out of World War II with a victory. Truman was a disaster, and we began to go down. Eisenhower was fairly good in terms of defending on all issues and saved us. Kennedy did an excellent job as president, but they killed him. And then they killed his brother. Now, the result of killing both Kennedy and his brothers, number one, we got World War II, not just World War II, but we got the breakdown system of the Indochina War. It would never have happened if Jack Kennedy had not been assassinated.
Vietnam, yes.
And that went on for about 10 years, when you take the whole effect of the Indochina War. The result was that everyone was scared, because the cover-up of the assassination of Kennedy, who did it, scared everybody. Then we got into a system of more wars. For example, more British wars. Wars in Asia. And we had this buildup of a permanent system of warfare.
And now they've run out of people to conquer. They've run up to China. They've run up to Pakistan. They've run up to Russia. And the Russians and Chinese aren't going to back off.
No, Russia is the key figure in this thing, because Russia has the intellectual military outlook, which is very crucial in this kind of thing. Russia is really a leading space science nation. And we're going into space science. Mankind is, if we survive this nonsense, we go into it. But the problem, we are now at that point. The British Empire is doomed. It can no longer function on this planet in the way it has functioned. It can only function by destroying almost everybody else, or getting them to destroy each other. So that's the situation we face. And many of us know this. We know the facts. But there are reasons why various people don't talk about it, like our official military leaders who do know this. But they don't want to go through all the details. There are good reasons for that. I speak freely.
Stay there. We got a long segment coming up. Let's look at it from their perspective, though. How they think they'll play us off against each other in a nuclear war. That type of divide and conquer madness. This isn't like it's two pygmy tribes are playing off against each other.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day with all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, for the balance of the hour, we're talking to one of the greatest living political analysts, and that's Lennon LaRouche. And he looks like he's about 75. He's about to be 90 here in a few months. Joining us via Skype connection, broadcasting out on channel 166 XM, over 110 AM and FM affiliates now. And, of course, we're number one when it comes to the audio streams at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv, and the number one political podcast as well. You can sign up for that free podcast in the listen section there on the tabs at InfoWars.com. Now, just pointing something out here, just of this show, how popular it is. Liberty is popular. Freedom is popular. Not having wars is popular. Most of the brass, even current, have said don't have war. We saw a big Washington Post page size ad last weekend, and it ran the weekend before that, with all these former top generals saying do not attack Iran. You've got most of the Israeli leadership saying don't do it. But then there's this controlled media here in the U.S. acting like you're a traitor to America or that you hate Israel if you don't want this attack on Iran. It just goes from bad to worse. And we have the West driving Pakistan in the arms of China. We've got all these preparations. And when Lennon LaRouche talks about Wall Street being bums, they have been so insulated, like Caligula or Nero, with unlimited power and fraud that they've gotten delusional. As Bernie Madoff said, he said, look, I'm just doing what everybody else does. And that's true. And I'm not saying he's a good guy. He just wasn't as insider as others. He was the creator of the NASDAQ. I mean, he was upper echelon. But I remember a few weeks ago, a top executive at Goldman Sachs, Greg Smith, and you know, he was one of their top managers presidents. He came out and said, they call people scum. They call them idiots. They talk about ripping them off. They call them Muppets. This is basically a criminal enterprise. And he said, I can't be part of this anymore. And we've had another managing director, Nomi Prince, who left 9 years ago. She wrote books about how all this was going to happen. They knew all this. They set in motion something that they knew would be too big to fail or would destroy the whole economy. But it's so big, it is destroying it. They're the fraudsters. They've conquered Europe through fraud. All they're having is success, waving nuclear weapons around. But Russia is saying, we're not going to go along with this. And I get emails from people saying, you're for Russia. You're a traitor. Folks, my family came over here on the Mayflower. I know Lyndon LaRouche's family goes way back to the start of this country and Quakers. I'm an American as it gets. It's not pro-America to let a bunch of foreign megabanks run us into the ground and start giant wars that could lead, most analysts say, Lyndon LaRouche isn't fear-mongering here. Many analysts are saying this could easily lead to World War III. Google it. The top brass keep saying, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. And the bankers, who are so crazy, you've seen the emails from Goldman Sachs, you know, going, oh, let's sell some bleeping you-know-what to our customers, ripping old ladies off. They are – I've been around some of these Wall Street guys. A guy that was high level in it, worked with George Soros' son, was Max Keiser. And he said that they saw the clients as scum, and they told him, if you don't have a bunch of lawsuits against you for stealing, you're not doing your job. Now get in there and steal. These are people who run the aircraft carriers, the spy satellites. They run America. You look at it, they call the shots, and where do they come out of? The city of London within London. And they're dangerous. They're hubris-filled. They're mad dogs. I wouldn't be surprised if they don't make their horses consulant like Caligula. This has happened before. What do we do, Lyndon LaRouche, with the madness of these people and their crazy puppet who's on vacation half the month and you know, running around guzzling alcohol on television every day? What do we do about a mad imperial elite?
You got two things. One thing, you have to have people with guts. Number two, we do have solutions that are available to us if we want to choose them, which means you have to mobilize the American people to recognize not what's wrong. That's important to consider. But when you see how wrong it is, you have to say, wait a minute, what then is right? Now, we could solve this problem if we could get the right person in as president during these months right now. First of all, Glass-Steagall. Kill off the speculation. Yes, they're going to go bankrupt, but they already are bankrupt. So you're not taking anything away from them that they have, that's theirs. They've been taking it from you. So what you have to do, you have to get Glass-Steagall first. That has to be done almost immediately. That would stop the bleeding. But it wouldn't solve the problem. We have to go to another step. We have to tell Andrew Jackson made a terrible mistake when he canceled the original system, constitutional system of banking of the United States. And if we go back to that kind of system today, which is by a declaration of government.
But he was afraid it would be taken over by private interest. But instead, we got the thing that's even worse. We got a foreign central bank.
Oh, he was. No, Jackson was a part of the international interest ripping us off.
Really?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, you take his successor and you took it. The guy who really created him, the British spy, who did more of the dirty work against the United States in those early days than anyone else. But so that you had a ripoff of the United States, the principles of Alexander Hamilton on banking, on national banking, that principle on federal credit, that principle applied now to supplement Glass-Steagall. would in itself and by itself lead to a cessation of this inflation.
And Lincoln did that, so did Kennedy, started it.
That's right. And when they killed Kennedy and got by with it and then killed his brother, Bob, and brought in you-know-whom, we started on the road all the way down. We've been going sliding down ever since. And therefore, if we would return to those principles which are our Constitution, or the actual Constitution, our actual intention, and would do it today, or start doing it today in terms of getting these bums who are not qualified for president, who can't do this kind of job, get them all out
of the But that's common sense to get Glass-Steagall back in place. They're not even really discussing it. A few Congress people have tried, and then they've gotten run out of office like Dennis Kucinich. Let me ask you this, because you put out alerts over at LaRouchePAC.com and your executive alert system that folks can sign up for online that's indispensable. Lyndon LaRouche, again, is our guest. Why are they racing to tell Congress they don't control war anymore, which is obvious treason? Why are they openly announcing to everybody that Obama is activating a nationalization of the economy, which isn't even a nationalization because foreign banks are running it. So it's a foreign corporate takeover, receivership, like the austerity we see in Europe. We're going under that same system. What is their plan? Why are they moving all of this into high gear?
They want to eliminate the memory of the United States. And we don't have people so far who've had the guts and the position to throw Obama out of office. If Obama is not thrown out of office, you better kiss the United States goodbye where you still have the chance.
Wow. So let me be clear, because I know some of the same interests are behind Romney that are behind him, and more now Romney is the presumptive person there.
He doesn't figure as very important, except as a nuisance in my record.
Okay, so you're saying they're going to give it to Obama if...
They don't care. What they want to do is destroy the United States. If they destroy the United States, then the only obstacles to destruction of the planet lie at Russia, China, India, and so forth, which are major powers in their own right. But if the United States goes, and we're about to go, if the dictatorship, the fascist dictatorship, by this president we have now, if that's allowed to continue, you're not going to have a United States, and you're probably not going to have a world.
Well, I think you just said it. You put your finger on it, and I want you to elaborate, please, sir. They have the head of the CIA come out and say, yeah, we're spying on you without warrants, 2 weeks ago, week and a half ago. Right. We have government openly announcing that we're run by foreign powers and the Congress is vestigial or ceremonial, openly. We have just a flaunting of corruption now, banning protests, arresting people for filming. I mean, the system has put the message out, drive them into submission. And you're saying that's to fully break us and make a clean break with freedom.
This is like Adolf Hitler. You know, you go into the picture of how Adolf Hitler came to power. He was treated originally as a joke by most Germans until he took his measures and started assassinating people and putting them in prisons. And then that took over, and it was run by the British at that time. Hitler was a British creation.
I want you to elaborate, because people think that's a joke. That's why the deputy Fuhrer flew over with a treaty, parachuted out. They locked him up for life. And those documents have come out that they set him up in intelligence. He thought he was going to have an alliance with England, a deal to go into France. They would then team up and take out the Russians. And this is why he wouldn't bomb the British cities. He kept saying, we have a deal. The king was a Nazi. He had to advocate. See, people don't know this history. Please elaborate on that.
Well, just take the case of the guy who created Hitler by saving him from bankruptcy, Prescott Bush, the father of George H.W. Bush and the grandfather of the George W. Bush. These people, I don't think Prescott Bush was clever. I don't think that George H.W. Bush was particularly intelligent. That was the irony of putting him in charge of the CIA was a very bad joke against the human species. And the drunken son, the dope addict, as the president for two terms, it was not much help either. So we do have these inside jobs whose function is not to lead the world, but whose function is to make a mess of everything that should be done.
Is that why they, I mean, Nixon wasn't a good guy overall, but they went after him to weaken the idea of a real president?
No, he wasn't a real president. What you take the case, you say, why was, we understand why the oligarchy ordered the assassination of John F. Kennedy. One of the reasons was to prevent him from stopping us from going into long wars in Asia. But then why did they kill Bobby, his brother, later? Well, Robert Kennedy, was about to win the Democratic nomination for president. And by killing him, they cleared the way for Nixon. And Nixon was simply a dumb bunny, bad news.
No, I know that, but why did they then set him up?
They set him up. They set him up because they wanted to get, look what you got. You got, after that, with a little adjustment, you got Carter. Carter was the living joke of American history.
And you had the Trilateral crew in there, total New World Order agents. Okay, so this oligarchy really thinks, because that's their plan, they're even selling, oh, nuclear wars are doable now. I see that in defense publications. Let's have a nuclear war. I mean, cook some hot dogs, you know, on it.
Nuclear war is not on the table anymore. Thermonuclear war. And people will talk about nuclear war. We're talking about thermonuclear war.
Right, thermal, excuse me, much more powerful.
Yeah, we're not. It's not only that, it's qualitative. You're talking to a completely different kind of universal chemistry. I mean, it can be understood in general. And we can go to matter antimatter systems. But before going to matter antimatter systems, we're now at the point of thermonuclear weapons. And the thermonuclear weapon capability, which is represented best in terms of best quantity, best ability, is by the Ohio class systems, submarine systems. But if you start using that, and remember, if you're trying to put Russia and China and India against the United States in particular, what are you setting up? These are thermonuclear powers, which means that the one who wants to start the war as a thermonuclear talk is going to go throw everything they can at a first shot at the targeted nations. And in a couple of seconds later, then Russia, China, and India are going to know that that's happened in their direction, and they're going to return the favor. Now, what is the planet going to look like after you get that kind of thermonuclear warfare exchange going on? You're not going to have food, because you're going to be killing off the means on which, and you're going to create weather conditions. Just that simple set of exchanges.
But they're willing to do it because they have a fantasy of reducing the population and then emerging from their bunkers a few years later.
It's worse. It's worse. What they're doing now, the British are operating, and it's the British. It's the British monarchy is the center of this. Nobody else. Obama's simply a British puppet anyway. But the British monarchy is set, they think of themselves as an empire. They think of themselves as an empire in the tradition of the Roman Empire. It's called the oligarchical system. And this group is now operating on the basis that they are dead. If they try to function on a normal basis, they're finished. There's no chance for them. So how are they going to survive? If they can destroy the United States, destroy Russia, China, and so forth, without getting too much damage done to themselves, they can regain their empire. Otherwise, they don't give a damn. And the British monarchy doesn't care who lives or dies. It just cares on one thing, that there will never be a ruling force on this planet to take the role away from the British Empire.
Well, have you also noticed that Petraeus and others are getting all these foreign knighthoods, that it's in the Constitution, that that's illegal? They're entering an agreement and being part of an organization of a foreign government. They're just flaunting the usurpation of our country, I guess trying to set the legal precedent by possessing us. Possession is 9/10 of the law.
Well, you look at the Bush family, George H.W. Bush. He was one of the first to get one of these nice appointments as a British subject. And he went on to become president of the United States. Who's working for whom?
Well, it's incredible. People don't know that you get this patronage. You get houses, money, all sorts of stuff with that. I mean, it's an open payoff.
This is the way the system works. George Bush, H.W. Bush, is really nothing. I mean, as a man, He's nothing in terms of the standard of a leader of a nation. He's a wimpy old wimpy George. But what happens, these puppets like George H.W. Bush and his silly son, they get made figures. They be made objects of worship in the U.S. political system. And therefore, the prestige that is awarded to them, which isn't worth anything really, then becomes a lever to cause awe among the unsuspecting citizens who don't know what the devil is going on here, because nobody's telling them to speak of.
It's truly disgusting. I want to give you the floor in the final 6-minute segment coming up after the break. Quickly, sir, tell us what you want to talk about when we come back.
Just about what the solution is.
We'll talk about solution on the other side. And do you support this move to try to start the impeachment of Obama? Maybe we can ask you ideas of, I agree, you know, the figurehead, getting rid of this puppet, that would be a good symbol of the world, Glass-Steagall, all of it. How do we turn the tide against this madness? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK, 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America, FlowJack hand well pumps, peace of mind in a box.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Federal agents, we are armed!
It's our final segment with Lennon LaRouche of LaRouchePack.com. I really appreciate him joining us once a month or so with his commentary. And unfortunately, I have to agree with everything he's saying. I want to talk a little bit about how we do hopefully get rid of this globalist puppet, Obama. But there's a giant campaign. They're talking about having criminal charges against Limbaugh for making fun of somebody who wanted thousands of dollars of condoms. But meanwhile, Robert De Niro can make fun of anybody he wants, including presidential candidates' wives. They're trying to get him off the air. I know some behind-the-scenes stuff, the affiliates that we're on that also have Limbaugh. We've never seen such an attack. And I agree with this article out of the Associated Press, radio campaign, next step against Rush Limbaugh, and it goes on to break down that it is an attempt to shut down free speech. And we have Sarkozy saying, visiting hate sites, and my site gets listed as hate, I've seen Lynn LaRouge demonized by the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL and others as hate. I mean, this is just a mild-mannered state, you know, statesman talking about issues. They are really getting ready to go after free speech. What's your take on that? I mean, even if I disagree with a lot of what Limbaugh says, we've got to stand for his free speech, because if they can bring him down, they're openly saying this is going to be a new reign of terror to kick people off of radio and TV. I think they killed Breitbart. He had stuff that was going to destroy Obama. Anybody that tries to bring down Obama is in deep trouble.
Yeah, that's true. But you have to have the guts to do it. Then you take a case like Limbaugh. Well, we people like me, we know what Limbaugh is. But we also know that if they can use him as a target for persecution of this type that's being done, then we all lose our freedom. And so therefore, you let the guys who've got the kooky ideas and so forth, let them speak and get the truth out instead. I'm concerned about getting across the truth about what will save this nation. And I'm not that much concerned about people a little bit funny. It's what's needed. For example, we need Glass-Steagall now, and you will never get it unless Obama's removed. Otherwise, it's a popular conception. We need other things. We need to go to a credit system in order to look. For example, we got one of the greatest water crisis the United States has ever experienced, and it hits most of these lands from the Pacific toward the west. Now we've got a project called NWAPA. It would take 30 years to complete it by the original design. It's been redesigned for modern conditions now and other things. This program, even when it begins to be developed, will be a restoration of the management of our water system and would be the restoration of our ability to grow crops.
That's right. The British system admits they're destroying our entire dam infrastructure, everything. And people shouldn't forget, you are credited with the original brainchild idea, which they took from you. But it's on record that Reagan read your reports, and that's where he got the idea. I mean, that's in the Washington Post. You had the brainchild of Star Wars, but not as an offensive system, as a way to share and then end war, because it was it cut nuclear weapons out of the equation.
That's right, because we can do it again today. We still have this thing. We have problems in the solar system, which are very dangerous for us over the coming period. We have the beginnings of the technology needed to overcome many of these problems. For example, we could be hit by a giant rock of a certain size. They're coming by us all the time. If one of them clobbered us in the vicinity of the North Pole, everybody in this planet, this nation, would be dead. But we have the means, the technologies now, which we can put to work, which will enable us to prevent such things from happening.
Well, Lennon LaRouche, I know you're a busy man, but maybe you can come back in just a few weeks just on Star Wars, just on a global defense system against these heavenly bodies coming in. Thank you so much for the time. I really appreciate it.
Good to talk to you.
All right, amazing interview. Lennon LaRouche right there. LaRouchePack.com. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. Kurt Nemo coming up.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.